Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
All right, this thing's working. Let's start the show. Well, hello. Oh, man, this is a hot microphone. I've got problems with my setup this week, folks. I'm sorry. I'm working on it. I'm dealing with new equipment. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek, and I had the most fun day today. I mowed half a guy's yard. Then I came home and mowed my own yard. But mowing his yard was so much more fun. I have found Nirvana. I have absolutely found Nirvana when it comes to a lawnmower. I'm in Tampa today with my son, Zach, and we're over there looking at some landscape. And three doors down from where we're going, I see this guy out mowing a yard, but I don't hear a motor. I said, and it's a weird-looking lawnmower. And I go, Zach said, you're going to go talk to a stranger, aren't you? I said, yeah. He goes, oh, man. You know, I embarrass this child of mine on a daily basis. I said, you coming? He says, okay. So walk over there, and this guy has an electric lawnmower. Yeah, you are right. He has an electric lawnmower. And I was just, you know, I'm looking at that, and it seems to be cutting the grass. He's got a thick, thick lawn. And it's a self-propelled lawnmower, and it's a mulching lawnmower. And I'm saying, wow, and there's no electrical cord hooked up to it. It's got a battery. Now, I've got an electric edger. I've got an electric weed whacker. I've got an electric blower. All of them are connected to a cord. But, you know, I've never wanted an electric lawnmower, especially one that's hooked up to the cord. Lady across the street, down on the corner, had one hooked up to the cord. Worked pretty well till she ran over the cord. It wasn't pretty. You know, it just absolutely was not pretty. So, you know, I'm like, So I see this guy. It's a battery operated, and it's called the Ego, 21-inch, 56-volt, lithium, cordless, walk-behind, self-propelled mower. I said, can I try that thing out? He says, you want to try this thing out? I said, yeah, let me just, he says, well, you know, stay in my line. I want to do this. I said, no problem. I'm good at this. I know how to do this. He goes, how do I know you're good at this? I said, because I am the garden geek. And my son said, I hate to say this, but he's a nationally recognized horticulturist. And, you know, I'm just sitting there, and he goes, the guy said, really? He goes, yeah, don't get him started. He'll start you. Anyway, I said, let me try this thing out. So he said, all you do is just do it, boop, and off you go. So boop, boop, and off I go. And this thing is a pleasure. I mean, this thing is an absolute pleasure. It's just gliding along. And I'm squirting my cat to get him out of the studio, by the way. My younger cat, I don't know why, he just keeps coming in here. I keep squirting him. But he comes in here and he chews on my wires, which is one of the technical problems I'm having. He chewed up my XLR microphone cord. And I don't have another one. So I'm having to use a USB straight into the computer and not go through my mixer. I know. So tomorrow I got to go out and get a XLR cord, and I'm trying to teach the cat he can't be in here anymore because he just can't. The other cat understands. Young cat? Well, young cat. He's 5 years old, but he's the young one. Anyhow, back to this mower. It's just gliding across this grass like there's nothing to it, and there's no noise. And I am just so impressed. Now, let me give you some facts, and they're kind of facty. I don't know how facty they are or factual they are, but they say that gas-powered mowers and gas-powered edgers and gas-powered weed eaters are dumping more gook into the environment than cars are, because cars have emission standards, and these small motor things do not. And they're causing all kinds of problems because everybody's got them. So I kind of realized that, so that's why I started moving into electric. But I was never convinced that there could be an electric mower that was battery-operated that would work. I'm just pushing this. I'm not even pushing this mower. It's self-propelled, and it's just gliding along through very thick grass. And this grass was kind of tall, and it's just cutting through it. And so I'm going back. Next thing you know, I've got half the guy's front yard mowed. I have, and it's got a pretty good sized front yard, and I'm having so much fun. And Zach said, Dad, we got places to go, and I think this guy wants to mow his own grass. And the guy says, oh, no, I got a bigger backyard. You go. And I said, well, all right, I got to stop. So I stopped, and he's just answering all these questions about the mower. I am asking him questions upon questions. Now, here's the good news. He says he gets about 45 minutes out of a charge, and it's a big battery. He showed me the battery, and he showed me the battery charger in his garage that you slip the thing into. But he says it only takes 30 minutes to charge back up, but he says he can get his whole, you know, lawn mowed with one charge. He's got a much bigger yard than I do, so that part's good. Self-propelled, that's good. No noise, that's good. Easy to start up. All you do is turn it on, go, boom. You know, it is the Tesla of lawnmowers. That's what my son said. He goes, he has a Tesla lawnmower. I said, that, you know, equivalent to, that is a Tesla lawnmower. I was so impressed. So I'm just saying, I'm going to get me one of these things. I have to get me one of these things. I just do. So, you know, we had a very busy day. I wanted to stop at Home Depot because he said he bought it at Home Depot. So I wanted to stop at Home Depot, but we just had a busy day, ran out of time. So I came home. I go on the Home Depot website to look this thing up. And by the way, my local Home Depot does not have it in stock at this moment. But I looked this thing up on the interweb. Here's the good news. 21 inches, 56 volt lithium ion cordless walk behind. Comes with this really cool battery charger. It does everything. Here's the bad news. Okay, $499. It was $599, but now it's on sale for $400. Well, it's not on sale. This is the new price. $499. $500 for this mower. And I'm sitting there saying, all right, I've spent close to this on a Toro in the past. But do I want to spend $500 right now? And I'm thinking I do. I am absolutely, and by the way, I have no connection with, I think I want a connection with these people. I'm going to email the manufacturer. I'm going to ask them if they've got somebody who can come on the show, because I've got 9 million more questions that I want to ask about this. Maybe they'll let me, you know, keep one for the summer and I'll give them an honest, that I would do that. I, you know, shameless, I would do that. But even if not, I'm thinking I'm going to pull the trigger and buy one of these things. I just really am thinking I'm going to pull the trigger and buy one of these things because it was such a pleasure. So I get home, and by the way, we're recording this on Thursday. Starting tomorrow on Friday, where I live, we're going to have rain for 3 or 4 days into Memorial Day. We're supposed to have rain because there's what is going to be a tropical storm out in the Gulf of Mexico. So I had to come home, and I just said, I got to get the lawn mowed today, because if not today, it isn't going to happen until we're done with 3 or 4 days of rain, at which point, if that happens, the lawn's going to look terrible. So after using this wonderful, wonderful mower, after having the pleasure, the absolute pleasure of using this mower, this electric Ego mower, I come home and I open up the garage, and there staring before me is my El Cheapo, but very nice, push Murray mower with a Briggs & Stratton motor in it. I poured some gas in the thing, started up right on the first pull, and I went out and mowed the yard. And, you know, I like my mower. My mower is nice. I bought it on the cheap because I was low on money and I needed a mower. I was going to buy another Toro, but I just, you know, at the time I was low on money. Last year I bought this thing. And so far it has been a wonderful mower, but you got to push it. Well, that's okay. I need the exercise. But, oh, was it such a pleasure to have the self-propelled electric mower that was not loud, that did not have emissions spewing out the side, and all of that stuff. The other thing I always worried about with an electric mower, even the kind that you plug in, is what kind of, you know, you need to have a good motor, because you have to have high RPMs so that you get a nice clean cut. I mean, you just have to have that. And this Eco mower did. But I came home, mowed the yard with the Murray, and I tell you what, man, I am like missing that mower. I'm thinking I'm going to pull the trigger on this thing. You know, I really don't need to be spending $500 on a mower right now. I got other things I need to spend $500 on, but I'm looking at it. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
My cat ate my microphone cord. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Prose, and I am here to enlighten you about plant stuff. Except, do you notice a difference in the sound? I do. I just listened to a segment I just recorded, and I notice a definite difference. Because for you technical geeks there, I am not running the show through my mixer. Because my cat, actually my grandkitty, Ramona the cat, came in here to the high-tech, high-end studio located in what used to be my son Jamie's bedroom. And the XLR microphone cord that goes from my high-end microphone over to my Behringer mixer got chewed up. Ramona just chewed up the microphone cord to where it is no longer working. I noticed this too. I mean, just chewed right through, and I don't have an extra one. There's one in the garage someplace, but it's dark out, and I'm not going to go out in the garage and look. I'm just going to go tomorrow and buy a new one. I'll probably order one on Amazon, and it'll be here in 2 days. But, you know, man. So I'm not even using my high-end Behringer mixer. I am using my high-end Audio-Technica microphone, but instead of going in with an XLR, I'm going in with a USB direct to the computer. And now the other neat thing for all you technical wizards out here, this Audio-Technica microphone, I didn't realize how cool it was. It's got a thing in there. You know, if you're not using the mixer, I'm sitting there saying, how am I going to use headphones? How am I going to know what's going on? It's got a little thing in there to plug your headphones right into the microphone so you can hear everything. Yeah, just like having a mixer, but without having a mixer, which is good, except I don't think the quality is up to my high professional standards. Yeah, like I have high professional standards. I did the show a couple weeks ago when I was having computer problems with this very microphone and my iPad using a $10 app. But now I'm using the high-end software, and I'm using a good microphone. Not a super great. You know what? I'll give this microphone a 9 out of 10. How's that? That's pretty good for this microphone. The other microphone, I give a 10 or even 11 to. But this one, I give it a 9 out of 10. But I'm still not happy with the sound quality going through USB. All right, enough technical stuff. There are some people out there who are going to know what I'm saying, what I'm talking about. They're going to know this. We're getting ready where I live to experience
this, I'm recording this on Thursday night. Tomorrow, we've got an 80% chance of rain. Saturday, we've got a 100% chance of rain. Sunday, we've got a 90% chance of rain. And on Monday, which is Memorial Day, we've got a 60 to 70% chance of rain. So we're going into about 4 days of rain right now. And while I like rain, rain is nice, too much rain wreaks havoc on the landscape. And the biggest thing that it does is, well, if the ground gets saturated, that's never good because it weakens all of the plants. Saturated ground weakens the root systems to shrubs, to trees, to grass, everything, vegetables, everything. That's number one. Now, where I live, we have sandy soils, so we rarely have the, you know, our soil saturated with water. It leaches down. But the problem with that is because we have sandy soil, and there's sandy soil in a lot of parts of the country, when you get this much rain, even with some of the clay soils, you run into this problem. The nutrients are just pushed down beyond the root zone. And when I say the nutrients, I'm talking about the natural nutrients that naturally occur. I'm talking about the fertilizer that you apply to any plants. But basically, even out in the woods where people aren't doing this, where everything is natural, things are not natural because this much rain is not natural. So all of the natural nutrients that happens out in nature is being pushed below the root zone of the plants. So the plants suffer. And it takes time to reestablish all of those nutrients in the soil naturally. And, you know, people like me or people in the business will add supplementation afterwards and extra fertilizer. But, you know, we don't really want to do that. We want to fertilize enough. But when you have this much rain, the plants are just plain outright going to suffer. So, you know, I did the best I could today. I prepared. I came home from work, and I pulled out my Murray mower, and I mowed the yard. And I set the blade shorter than I normally do. I normally mow at 4 inches. I went to 3 inches. Maybe it's probably 2.5 inches. I took it down because I know that the grass is going to grow because I put milorganite in there. I just know that with all of this excessive moisture, it's going to grow. And after I was done with that, I looked at my hibiscus, which was getting a little leggy, and I pulled out my pruners and I trimmed back the hibiscus because when you get this much rain, a shrub like a hibiscus is just going to take off and it's just going to get totally unruly. So I cut that way back, and then I looked around and I noticed my next door neighbor, Jay. He's got Viburnum odoratissimum growing on our property line that's growing right out there. And he's got his electric hedge trimmers. And he says, you know, we're going into all this rain. I got to get this cut back. And he cut his shrubs way back. He was out there doing that until just about dark, cutting those back. His lawn was already mowed. He mowed the lawn earlier today. I think he came home from work to mow his yard. So I am as prepared as I can be to be ready for this. Now, Jay's very nervous because he's got more trees than I do, and they're hanging over his house. And whenever we have this much rain, he worries about the tree falling on his house, which is another thing. When I was at a client's house today, the client had a mobile home with beautiful orchids. And I went out to look at these orchids. And, you know, and beautiful, but the client has a tall oak tree right next to their mobile home. And a lot of the branches are low hanging over the home. And, you know, I said, you know, you need to get that trim back. And she says, it's the mobile home park's responsibility to trim that tree back. I said, well, you might want to get on the horn and see if they can get someone out here today to do that. Because those branches, you know, it's an older tree that does not look good. And she got right on the phone while I was there and called the mobile home park. And they were seeing if they could get the arborist out there to trim back some of those, you know, bushes or some of those limbs off that tree to get that done. So whenever you see weather, you have you have an idea that bad weather is coming. It's always good to prepare. something I try to do all the time. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
Are you liking this music?
I'm liking this music. I was going to change it after the first of the year. Now I'm in the May. I haven't changed it. And then when I come home today, the guy that does all my music for the radio show, by the way, this guy by the name of Mike Stewart. Oh, just a second. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Gross. I'm the geek, your chief geek, in charge of the show and your lawn. I'm in charge of your lawn, and I'm in charge of your shrubs. I'm in charge of your vegetable garden. I'm in charge of your hydroponics. I'm in charge of all those things. Isn't that nice? Isn't that reassuring? Probably not. But anyway, here I am. I got stuff. My ex-wife and I ran a test on potting soils, and I got to tell you the results. We'll get to that in just a moment. But you know, and it's cool. I mean, it's just really, 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 really cool. And I forgot what I was even talking about, so I'll probably get right into that. But it is just. Oh, I know. I was talking about music. I was going to change this music out after the first of the year. A guy by the name of Mike Stewart does all my music, and he sent me a bunch of stuff by the first of the year. He said, "Listen to it, you know, see what you if there's something you like." He did this one pretty much custom for me a couple of years ago, and I fell in love with it. You know, the opening that you just heard is good, and then the closing is very much like the opening, but it has a different cadence to it, taking you out. It's just wonderfully done. So I've been using it for a couple of years, and I said I was going to change it. Well, I listened to everything, and I just didn't tingle. You know what I mean? I did not tingle. My innards did not tingle. Today, I come home to find that he has sent me 40 new pieces of music that he says, my new opening and closing is in there someplace. Would you listen to it and let me know what you think? By the way, if you want to connect with him, MikeStewart.live is his newest website. I haven't even looked at it yet. But if you're like making videos or need music that is not copyright, you know, that you own. I own all this music. I've got a whole bunch of Mike Stewart music I own. I own the rights to it. I can do whatever I want. I can use it on projects, production, everything. But I like this music. I do. I absolutely do. So anyway, what is this? We're at the end of May. At the end of March, a nursery sent me, and they do every year, they sent me a big box of lots of perennials, wide variety of perennials. I did not have time to plant them. And as I have done in the past, I said, my second wife, my second of three, Diane, who is my best friend, I called her up and I said, Diane, she goes, yes. I said, come to my house right now. She said, okay. She comes over. I said, look what I got for you. Another great big box of plants. And she said, wonderful. And I said, yeah. She says, I want to do an experiment. She says, I have three big pots that I'm going to put these in. I said, well, that's nice. She goes, I got enough plants here to fill up three pots. And I know right where I'm going to put them on the side of my, she's got a raised area in the front. And she's got these, you know, pots she was going to put right in there. And she said, I have potting soil for one. I only have enough potting soil for one. She goes, why don't we go and take my potting soil and go out and buy two other potting soils to put in the others, and let's compare them all. I said, that's an outstandingly great idea.
So I said, she said, okay, this is good. So off we went, and we went to Lowe's is where we went. And for us, now the bag that she had was Miracle-Gro potting soil. And it's, you know, it's got nutrients in it and all of this good type of stuff. And it's all very, very nice. I said, all right, you know, that's good. I said, well, let's look for another if we can. So off to Home Depot we go to buy different types of potting soil. Well, guess what? All they had was a generic potting soil, a no-name generic potting soil. And they had Miracle-Gro. Well, we had the Miracle-Gro, so we bought the no-name generic potting soil, which only had potting soil in it, had nothing else. It just said, you know, potting soil. Here it is. It was cheap. I mean, it was like El Cheapo. I said, you know that we're going to have to fix this potting soil up a little bit. She goes, I know. I said, but we're going to take that. And she says, yeah, I'm not going to use just a generic potting soil. We're going to have to spruce it up a little bit. I said, okay. So then we left there, and we went to Walmart. She needed to go to Walmart anyway, so we went to Big Walmart. You know, they have little Walmarts, and they have big Walmarts. We went to Big Walmart, and while she was in getting what she needed to get, I headed out to the garden center, where I found Better Homes and Garden potting soil. I said, oh, okay, this is nice. Let's get that. So I bought that. So now we had three different potting soils. Now, the Better Homes and Garden potting soil and the Miracle-Gro potting soil did nothing too. Just stuck them in the pots. The generic potting soil, I had a little bit of Osmocote that I added to it, and I had a little bit of perlite that I had added to it, just a little handful. And then Diane also had, this is over at her house, she also had some vermiculite, and just not much, had a little tiny bag. I said, well, let's just toss it in there and stir it all around. So we did that. Now, the Osmocote is a very slow-release fertilizer. It releases slowly over time. I said, okay, that's good, but maybe a little tiny bit. I said, what kind of fertilizer do you have? She goes, I don't have any fertilizer at all. I said, let me run over to my house. She lives less than a mile. I came over here, and I had a quarter of a bag of 4-6-8 citrus fertilizer. So I brought that back over to her house. And all I did was I reached in and I grabbed a handful of it. That's it. I mean, and I have small hands. And I just reached in, grabbed a handful, tossed it into the mix. And we just sat there and we stirred this all together and mixed it all up. She took all of the perennials. She used a little bit of each perennial in each pot. So all of the pots were pretty much identical, but they had each pot had four different plants in it. And other than watering it, she did nothing else. She added no more nutrients to it at all, period. Yesterday, she calls me up, and she goes, I need you to come over to my house. I said, I really don't like going to your house. She goes, neither do I. She has her son, her son's girlfriend, she's got a roommate, the roommate's niece, and six dogs in that house. That house is just way too busy for me. I just, you know, love her dearly, but I just don't like it. As a matter of fact, she comes over here all the time. She has the key to my house. She when I'm not home, she comes over here to get away from that and just, you know, relax it. But she wanted me to come to her house, so I came to her house, and I drove up, and she's standing out front, and she's watering. And lo and behold, I got firsthand to look at all of the plants in three different potting soils. Three different pots, three different types of potting soil, so we could rate the potting soil. And then I said, okay, which was which? And she goes, I don't remember. And she goes, yes, I do. She said, I wrote it all down, and I put a little code on the pots. I said, oh, okay. Want to tell you, the Miracle-Gro did very, very well. It did very well. The plants in there, again, nothing else, you know, nothing else to it, just in there. Very, very well. The Better Homes and Gardens potting soil, not so much. Not so much. Was not impressed. Identical plants in each pot, not so much. Moving right over to our essentially homemade potting soil. We bought this, I think we paid $1.20 for the bag of potting mix, but we, you know, we took that and we spruced it up. We put some very slow release fertilizer in there, a little bit of citrus fertilizer, and I mean a little bit, not even a cup of regular, you know, citrus fertilizer with minor elements. Just toss that in there. Threw some perlite in there, threw some vermiculite in there. I think she had a little bit of black cow. We kind of added that in there, kind of stirred everything around. So that was our homemade version of potting mix. Got to tell you, hands down, absolutely hands down, our little homemade mixture of potting soil outperformed the other two name brands big time. The plants were more vibrant. The other thing we did on all three of them is we watered the first watering. We added Super Thrive to the first watering on all three of them. I forgot about that. So everything was equal except the potting mixes. And our homemade potting mixes outperformed the Miracle-Gro and the Better Homes and Gardens by a mile. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
All right.
right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Did I ever mention that I absolutely hate tomatoes? I absolutely detest tomatoes. And it's a long story why. I've told it, I think, once before, years ago. Don't know if I'll tell you what, but I will not put... Now, I will eat tomato sauce. You know, I'll do that. But tomatoes, to, you know, slice of a tomato, eat it. You will not see that enter my mouth. But my daughter loves tomatoes. She just absolutely loves tomatoes. And many years ago, when she was but a young child, I grew some tomatoes for her hydroponically. I wanted to test some hydroponic systems. And there was a company called Dr. Chatelier's that no longer exists, but they set me up with a little hydroponic system, and they had a tomato fertilizer that was wonderful, designed for hydroponic systems. And I put this together, and I grew my daughter tomatoes. Oh, my goodness. You know, I think she was 9 at the time. She's 30 now, so this will tell you how long ago that was. But I grew her just wonderful tomatoes. She just loved the tomatoes that I grew for her. And I did that for 2 years. I grew her tomatoes. And she just absolutely loved it. And then, I don't know, I just stopped. I just, other things happening, and just stopped doing it. Just stopped. Well, she says to me the other day on the phone, she now lives in Kansas. And she has 3 of my grandchildren. Adorable little kids. And she says, Dad, I said, what? She goes, I need you to grow me some tomatoes. I said, well, you know, you're 1,200 miles away. I said, how about if I send you a hydroponic growing system and you grow tomatoes? And she said, yeah. So I started doing some research on something that was simple and nice. And I just ordered this, and I'm sending it out to her, and I'm all excited about it. And I found this on Amazon. This thing looks really cool. I'm half tempted to order one for myself, but I know I just won't get around, I just won't get around to doing it. What is this thing called? And it's cheap. It was $39.99 to buy this thing. And plus, I didn't get it on Prime. Ugh, I bought this without Prime. Plus, I had to pay $12.99 shipping because it's heavy. but it's called the Deepwater Culture Hydroponic Bucket Kit, 5 gallons, 6-inch. It is a cool little system. It's got like a, and I'm just looking at it, and I'm half tempted, you know, when she gets this thing, I'm half tempted to go out there and mess with it, but, you know, out there and hang out with my grandkids. But this thing is set up beautiful. Let me, and I have no connection to these people. I have no idea how well it works, but it is so cool. Let me see what this says. Easy to use, inexpensive, complete kit. Deepwater Culture Hydroponic System by Power Grow Systems. Includes 5-gallon FDA-approved bucket. Why does the FDA have to approve a bucket? A bucket's a bucket. Okay. 6-inch basket lid, which is nice. Also includes a 44-gallon per minute air pump, water tubing, air stone growing medium, which is like a stone type thing, a Rockwool seed starting plugs. It has a bunch of those. Features visible blue water level indicator and a bucket drain. And it comes with a 1-year guarantee. And this thing would be perfect for growing tomatoes. Now, she's going to have to set up a system for them to layer on when it comes up there. But this looks really nice. And it's only, it's like $40 plus $12 shipping. I looked for it on Prime. They didn't have it on Prime. I'm a Prime member. And I never, you know, this is me and Amazon. I do not buy things that are not Prime. But this one, I don't know, this thing just looks so cool that I bought it for her. I ordered it for. And because it's not Prime, I don't know when she's going to get it. But the next thing I've got to do is I've got to find a soluble fertilizer for. I got to do this tonight. I got to research a soluble fertilizer that will be good for tomatoes. And the thing about tomatoes that tomatoes like is they like a lot of calcium. They need at least 5 to 6% calcium. So I got to do my research, and I got to make sure that I do that. And I'm going to send that out to her, and she's going to grow. It's going to be like her daddy's growing her tomatoes again, except she's going to do it herself and send me video, I hope. And I don't know. I just might go after it gets, I just might go out there and help her. But then again, you know, I could go out there and find out that she's growing marijuana in it, and that wouldn't make me happy, but that would make me unhappy. But, you know, she's a grown adult. She can do whatever she wants. But this thing looks perfect for tomatoes for $40 plus shipping. And you want to know something? I could build one of those things a lot cheaper myself. And if I have the time, I would. But now that I'm looking at it, I think I might build one anyway and compare it to hers. And if that works out, I bet you I could build this thing minus the growing medium, which, you know, you can buy that locally. But everything else with the pump and everything, I bet you I could build this thing for $15. I bet you I could. Maybe 20, but probably $15 I could build this thing. And I just, you know, I might build one of these things, but I'm shipping this one. I'm having this shipped out to her right from Amazon so she can do that. So hopefully she will be growing tomatoes this year. And she always raved about my tomatoes. And again, I don't eat tomatoes. Why don't I eat tomatoes? All right, I'll tell you real quick. I've got time. Some of these guys' children are still alive. They're cousins. My Uncle Dick, my late Uncle Dick, my parents sent me to stay at Uncle Dick's house in the summertime when I was 5 years old for a couple of days to hang out with my cousins. Uncle Dick was just kind of a strange guy. First night there, we're having dinner at 5 o'clock, and he's, you know, we're all eating. Aunt Barb made dinner, and there's tomatoes, sliced tomatoes on the thing. And I'm getting my mashed potatoes. I'm getting my green beans. I'm getting my corn. And I think we had meatloaf. Why do I remember this? But there was a sliced tomatoes, and Uncle Dick looked at me and he goes, "Have some sliced tomatoes." And I said, "I don't like tomatoes." Now, I don't know if I like tomatoes or not. I'm 5. Leave me alone. But I don't like tomatoes. Uncle Dick gets up, goes in the kitchen, gets a whole tomato, comes and he slices it up and he sticks it all on my plate. He says, "You see that clock there?" "Oh, yeah." He says, "When that hand gets to there, if you hadn't eaten those tomatoes, I'm going to spank you hard." When I had 10 seconds left, I swallowed the tomatoes and I made a vow. Never would one of those things pass my lips again. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.